Kelly was doing a story earlier on this morning. In England, an obese hamster has been put on a very strict diet. She's ballooned to the size of a jacket potato. I mean, they're chubby little cute things at the best of times.
So how have we ended up starting to fat shame hamsters now?
But this is what I'm worried about. Like, have I got... The hamster's called Angel Delight, by the way. Why would you name it after something it's been eating? It was 74 grams when she was taken in by an animal shelter in Sheffield. She's now on a little bit of a diet. She's on... They've put her on a running program and the little wheel.
She's livid.
Four times a day. And they've cut her diet down. Now, she's lost a bit of weight. She's looking good. Staff at Blue Cross say she's already lost 17 grams in 2 months.
She'll get her own fitness blog now.
Oh, you know it. There'll be a whole program. Oh, my God.
Want to lose 40 pounds?
Join the hamster program. We see. The thing is, we don't do enough hamster news on the show. Your boys are going to be looking for little hamsters and pets.
Absolutely,
it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I bought my godson, my son's son, my brother's son, goldfish 1 year for Christmas.
Goldfish are perfect. They're fine. You feed them, you clean the tank. It's pretty much stress-free.
He lost interest fairly quick and my brother had to clean the tank. And I'm just waiting for the day he pays that back.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Yeah, we had four goldfish named after the Beatles and the only one left was Ringo. But then Ringo met his maker. He decided I went out one day and he was belly up. So we had them for 4 or 5 years. I mean, they do hang around a bit.
A lot of people name fish after, I have a friend that has two fish called Shania and Mariah after bands, don't they?
Mariah Carey and Shania Twain.
Yeah.
Right, love it.
Yeah.
You never know who's who, but you just name them anyway. But I think this might be one of the funniest hamster stories I've ever heard, as told on a radio station in the UK. Now, if you're a hamster lover, it's okay. I want you to know this hamster was perfectly fine. It's a funny story, but he came out the other end.
And finally, a hamster spent the Easter break recovering after eating a Spider-Man magnet and becoming stuck to the metal bars of his cage. Smurf, the four-month-old pet, is thought to have swallowed the foot.
The hamster swallowed a magnet and then got stuck to the cage. That's insane. Did that really happen? What else happened in this story?
I can't read the story.
Just to say,
he's fine.
The hamster's fine.
He's fine, everyone. He's fine. All the latest things. So it's officially official then. Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson are having cuddles. I mean, you called it last week.
I said this years ago.
You are the cuddle oracle. You just you see this coming down the line.
I actually love it, but it's just so random.
It is, yeah. It's like Marty Morrison going out with Katy Price or something like that.
I thought you said Katy Perry, but I way prefer Katy Price. Way prefer it.
Marty Morrissey and Katy Price. I mean, that's it's that random. You know what I mean?
It's in here now. I can't.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's mad. But you know what? They're very cute.
Very flirty.
Very flirty.
You can just tell when there's like this kind of a little bit of electricity between people, and the way that they kind of they look at each other, and he seems to be mad about her. Like from all of the red carpety stuff.
She's singing his praises as well.
Okay.
Basically saying that like they spend a lot of time in Canada together. She's like, he's amazing with my sons. Just really, just seems like a good vibe.
Yeah, bring it on. I'm all for it.
It's extremely cute.
I'm here for the happy stuff, you know, as long as they're okay and he's okay and they're all happy and, you know. Again, the only thing we don't need is a Tommy Lee-esque leaked video. That's the only Liam. We've got to be very careful.
And we need him to admit that he has, in fact, seen Baywatch. Because, come on.
I will look for you. I will find you.
Did
he say that he hasn't? He has never seen Baywatch.
I was probably 5 when I saw Baywatch. So Liam Neeson has definitely seen Baywatch.
What was it a listener called? A boob watch. That was it. You didn't have much back in the 90s. We couldn't pause the telly. So it was the intro to Baywatch. That's all you had.
Though? Forget about it. Storyline in Baywatch was strong.
It was pretty good, all right, but I don't know what was going on. There was absolutely no interest in the plot.
No, well, see, that's you were blinded.
Slow motion running on the beach, that's it. Mother of God, it awoken the devil inside you.
And what a theme tune. What a theme tune.
The best TV theme tune, I think, yeah.
Stop the light.
Anyway, they're happy out. A woman has finally said yes to her boyfriend, who proposed 43 times in 7 years. Okay. I mean, if that's not red flags all over the shop, I don't know what is. Why would you keep going back? Why would you lower yourself like that?
I need to know what happened. Like, was he proposing in toilets and bins and places? Like,
I think it was just a case of she kept saying no, she wasn't ready for it. But on the 43rd proposal, it became a bit of a running joke with them. Sarah turned him down the first time because the couple had only been dating for 6 months. Okay, I get that.
Calm down, Cahill.
But reflecting on Luke's persistence over the years, she said he probably would get a Guinness Book of World Records for the most proposals to an individual woman. But 43 times is a bit much. I mean, like twice, maybe three times, and tap out after three. It's not happening.
If you have to count on more than one hand, you're in trouble.
You're in big trouble. What else is going on? People are giving out about this Bonnie Blue documentary that was on Channel 4 the other night, leaving fans shocked that there was graphic scenes. Do you know who Bonnie Blue is?
I do.
Yeah, I don't think there's many people out there that don't know who Bonnie is. Bonnie famously, for her OnlyFans page, invited 1,000 men to queue up for cuddles. And yes. Has documented the whole lot and has published it on her OnlyFans page.
Actually, quite a very disturbing view.
Oh, but my God.
If you're going to watch a documentary about Bonnie Blue, don't be shocked by graphic scenes.
I mean, it's kind of what she does for a living.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd actually be interested to watch that, I have to say.
Just to see what it's all about. But yeah. I want to get into the head of somebody of what you're thinking about. Like why you need to behave like that, or to, like, what is it you're after? What are you trying to achieve?
She's a very, very strange character. And
yeah.
I do think there's so much to be explored in, like you said, like in her psyche and what's going on there. Yeah.
I mean, there are people that were like, you know, lads, I see lads in the comments under these things and they're calling her a legend and a real woman. I'm like, no, wait till you have daughters, man.
I know.
Wait till you have a daughter. If you have kids in your life and you have daughters, like, do you really want, you know, do you really want that pathway for them? I don't think you do, bud. I don't think you do. Leonardo DiCaprio's in a bit of trouble. He's getting a lot of slack online because he's invested in a hotel that's going to be built in Israel. He's a 10% stake in this project. Given the current situation of everything that's going on over there, he might have got involved in this before everything just went crazy. So a lot of people are giving out about him. And Americans have been encouraged to pay off the US national debt via PayPal. I can't get my head around these numbers.
Of course,
America's national debt. If you go to deathclock.com,
debt,
not there is a death clock, which will tell you when you're going to die.
Great.
But there's a debt clock, American debt clock. Google that, click into it, go right now and see if it brings you. And it's a real time of how much money that they're spending and how much in debt they are, and it's going up.
25 trillion.
Well, I have here it's 36 trillion in debt. And so far, Americans have paid off 120 grand a month on giving fivers.
They're just chipping away.
They're not, at least they're knocking into it anyway, Steph. It's going well.
It's a manage.
The Americans need the Christmas manage. Take a leaf out of Cork's book and we'll sort out that debt for you. Anyway, 6:32. The other day you were talking about, was it your mum or your dad on social media and some of the social media faux pas that they've had over the past while?
So my dad is my biggest fan in the entire world and I adore
How
him.
How cute is that?
I know, like, as in,
is
like,
he always at the front of your gigs and everything? And
not even that, he just is always just like, you should be doing, he's just my biggest fan. Like, forget anybody at the top of their game. Like, where is Steph? He's the best. But sometimes in the pursuit of that, on social media, he does things.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things, one time, I was doing a kind of a live stream during COVID for like a big publication online. And it was like me doing the live stream. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, because it was people commenting in real time.
Yeah.
So he left. And I was really nervous about this because it was like a big thing. And he left a comment underneath being like, something, you know, along the lines of, this is the best thing I've ever seen. Like, you know, this is like one of the best Irish artists in the world.
She's going to be huge. He was piling on the praise.
Absolutely piling on the praise. And then he said, like, the best thing I've seen come out of Ireland in such a long time. And then he had like a dash and it just said, Mark Birmingham. But of course it had his name.
His name was on the top.
He had made the comment. And I rang my mom. I was like, Mom, get him off social media. I was like, get him to delete the comment.
So he was leaving some anonymous praise. Or at least thought he was doing that.
Just absolutely just can't. God. But you know, like, they're doing it. And then, like, someday our kids are going to want to straight off social media, because we're not going to know, you know, we're not going to know the rules.
Yeah. Oh, you know nothing about holograms or whatever they'll be using.
Yeah. I also had an uncle who left a typo underneath an RIP.ie. He said something like, congratulations in the condolence book, because it just autocorrected and then it was done.
Commiserations turned into congratulations. Did it have the little emoji with the horns and
the exploding
little,
like,
little party?
So, and then someone had to be like, can you take that down?
God.
Maybe it's not totally not his fault, but it's just, you know, when we were all guilty of a typo, but it's not the best place to be doing it.
I had an awful, awful embarrassing thing happen to me involving Facebook and somebody that had passed away. But it just, you know, the way stuff comes up in your timeline and it's like, it just looks like it's just happened.
Yeah.
But somehow Facebook will just throw it at you.
Yeah.
And it was a man that I knew growing up who had a shoe shop at home in my hometown. Everybody loved him. Lovely man. But everyone was commenting on his passing. He'd passed away. And I just wrote, I'm so sorry to hear this. Commiserations to all the family. Lovely man. But he passed away about 5 years previous. And I didn't know.
It just makes you look bad.
And it does, doesn't it? It's like, Jesus, where have you been hiding, man?
Yeah. Oh, there's Casey off the radio now.
Oh, that clown.
Doesn't know what's going on up here.
He's up his own hole now. He doesn't even pay attention to what's going on at home.
Yeah, and you're just trying to do something nice.
Oh, and that's all I was trying to do.
Yeah.
Then I had to scramble through about 800 comments to find my comment to delete it because I felt like such a clown. My mother on Facebook, oh my God. She has conversations with people. Forgetting. This stuff is public.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Stop talking about people like that. You can't.
If you could see my face now, I'm horrified already. Because, yeah.
My mother famously shared a picture of a Mexican gangster who had been abducted in some city in Mexico and put in the boot of a car and wasn't seen. But she shared it on her Facebook page because he might turn up in Claire Morris.
She's an empath. She's an empath.
She is. She is. You never know.
You never know.
You just never know.
It could be just, have you seen him?
Hi, Casey. So when my son was about 2, I'd say, he must have snuck into myself and his dad's bedroom when we were asleep. And it was about 6 a.m. in the morning, I'd say, and he caught hold of my phone. He somehow managed to do a Facebook Live. And all you could hear was his dad snoring.
Oh, thank God you said snoring. I thought there was going to be some early morning cuddles broadcast to Cork.
Oh my God, the embarrassment. And what's worse is, I don't know how long it was going on for, but I think it was my mum actually rang me and woke me up to let me know. I still cringe thinking about it. So embarrassing.
Amazing. Amazing.
I guarantee you that to this day as well, that man will deny he snores.
Yeah.
They absolutely deny it.
We all do, don't we? What else is coming into us? Accidental selfie series. My dad tried to take a picture of his new lawnmower, instead posted 15 consecutive selfies of the top of his forehead.
Fair enough.
Thanks for sharing.
Misunderstood hashtag. My auntie shared a picture of her perfectly baked apple pie with the hashtag nailed it.
Actually, speaking of aunties, I've seen my aunt share a lost dog for like... somewhere in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
She lives in Cork.
Yeah. My grandfather messaged my cousin on Facebook asking a very personal question about his love life, but accidentally posted it on my cousin's public wall. All of his 5,000 friends. When granddad asked, have you thrown the leg over?
On the wall.
Go on, granddad.
Wall. Oh, stop.
Someone come get granddad fast. Come get him.
Granddad, you divil. Good morning. What have you got?
So I was randomly scrolling on Facebook and an ad for a lawnmower came up. So I spot my dad's name and looked at his comment to everyone. No thanks, I have one. I got voice messages from my friends just laughing. I had to ring my mom and tell him to get off social media and stop commenting on things like that because they weren't asking him. They were just selling the lawnmower.
Every time an ad goes up, selling a car. No thanks, I actually have one. Oh, that's grand, Tom.
Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz. quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Paladuff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
All right, let's say good morning to David. Dave's on the line. How are you, buddy?
I'm not too bad, Katie. How are you?
David has a... Boys and girls of Cork, David has a job that you're going to absolutely love. David, what do you do for a living?
I deliver school books.
Oh, no. We were talking about this earlier on, David. I have to do an ad later on for back-to-school shoes. And they're going to put it on the air in the first week in August. And kids are going to be at home listening to the radio, listening to ads about back to school, and there's nothing worse. There should be a ban on this until at least the end of August, at least the week before people actually go back to school.
Yeah, kids these days, they need a reality check, Casey.
Do you think so?
Too soft.
All right. You said it, Mama. Very good. So you're up the walls, I would imagine. It's your crazy season if you're getting ready for 4 weeks' time.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Look, someone has to do it, I suppose.
This is it. Without you, there'd be no education, David, and thank you for your service, sir. Fair play to you. Now, let's get you a little grand in cash. Get you €1,000 for 60 seconds work. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
In what Cork village would you find the finger post roundabout?
Dublin.
What ball is used in hurling?
Slitter.
Who is Stormzy's ex-girlfriend? She works on Love Island.
Maya Jama.
Question number 4. Can you name the Amazon boss who got married recently in Italy?
Jeff Bezos.
Question number 5. Who sings the song Ordinary? Big chart hit over the last couple of months.
Ordinary. I can't think off the top of my head.
Alex Warren.
Alex Warren.
Sorry, question number 6. Angus Young plays guitar in what rock band?
AC/DC.
Question number 7. Who is the Lions rugby coach?
Not actually a rugby supporter. Oh God.
Yeah, I tell you, he's very connected to the Irish team.
Former Irish coach.
Still the Irish coach, but just popped over to do the lines. First name Andy, second name Farrell. Andy Farrell.
Andy Farrell.
What year was the movie Braveheart released?
We're out of time.
You say it was your first run out on the quiz, Dave. Not to worry. We ran out of time. A few of those questions held up a bit of the clock. Not to worry. By the way, what year was the movie Braveheart released?
It was 30 years ago. I know this because Mel Gibson's back in Ireland next week to celebrate the 30th anniversary.
1995, yeah. 30 years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. They all mooned us 30 years ago.
They did, you know. Dave, it's a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and we'll have you back on again. The next round will be better and much easier, and we'll get through it. But thanks so many for listening, and have a good day today, all right?
That's perfect. Thanks very much.
Cheers, ma'am. Good morning.
Red FM Breakfast with KC.
But I believe it.
The Lady Game.
And Steph has compiled some questions for us this morning, of which we must answer. Questions on the female form. And things of an interest to a lady.
And this is where we get in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely, all the time. All right, Steph, what have you got for us?
Okay, I'm hoping ye seriously let me down here now.
Okay.
Okay, if you had to choose, which household chore best represents the complexity of a woman's mind?
I'm going to say hoovering.
Why would you say hoovering?
It's loud, angry, and goes on and on.
Whoa! Brother, please.
See what I mean? We're getting in trouble.
Yeah, I know. This is all part of the game. Folding and putting away.
Why?
Metaphorically, we mess up. You fold those memories. You pack them away to the back of your mind. You put them away.
Deep down.
Deep down. Eight years later. Vacuum pack them. 8 years later, you hit us in between the eyes with them. That's what happens.
You're not wrong, but what did you do in the first place, you know? What'd you do?
Nothing. You know, just existing. just living.
Just breathing.
Yeah. Question 2.
In the future, say 100 years from now, mm-hmm. what will women be carrying in their handbags?
Oh, wow. Will there be handbags?
That's a good point. I'll tell you one thing.
Mm.
Is that car keys will still disappear into the abyss of a handbag.
Absolutely.
And not be anywhere to be found when you need them.
Never to be seen again.
To the hover car.
I think you'll have a hologram AI assistant of your own mother popping up out of the handbag to give you advice. You know, you always need her with you, like for advice on, you know, stuff that you need to buy or whatever.
Or just to give out to you when you're feeling a bit too good about yourself. Just to bring you back a little bit.
I think in the future, maybe 100 years from now, you'll be able to You'll be able to download whatever you want from Penny's direct to your handbag.
It just lands in
just
your
just press
handbag.
A button, boink, and it lands.
I think you'll be able to 3D print your own fiend from a 3D printer in the handbag. Print a fiend, and a fiend comes out, and you take the fiend out. Happy days?
Print a fiend.
Well, the printers won't work, Rory.
That's it, Jeff. Yeah, something will be wrong.
Okay, you've just been tasked with naming a new shade of lipstick inspired by a typical Monday morning. What are you calling it?
Oh, your typical Monday morning or your lady's typical morning?
I suppose a typical Monday morning for
everybody.
Yeah, for anybody.
Grumpy glimmer.
Yeah, a nice deep red and a shade of aphrodisiac.
Monday morning mauve.
Give me that coffee or I'll kill you purple.
Yeah, stone dead.
Give me that coffee or I'll kill you purple. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, this is a good one. This is a good one. If a woman's I'm fine were a weather forecast,
mm-hmm.
what would the actual weather be outside?
Oh, it's thunder. God. It's low rumbling thunder.
80 homes flattened, 200 missing.
The thunder's not quite overhead, but it's in the post. You know, it's in the distance.
It's coming.
It's coming and it's getting closer and louder.
Yeah, what is it? What is the I'm fine thing is a mystery. It's like, you're never fine.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Two most terrifying words in the English language.
They really are. Yeah. Fine. They really are.
The biggest thing you need to know is that if someone says to you, I'm fine,
you're not fine. Just back off.
The complete opposite is in fact
absolutely
true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, and then look, the basic one. You accidentally switch bodies with a woman for the day. What's the first thing you do?
You don't want to know.
I was going to stand in front of a mirror and jump.
But beg your pardon?
Rory.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.